What is up, guys? Wallow J here. I'm here with my co-host,
Heart of War. And we have Miguelinho up in the house.
What's pooping, y'all?
Velgun. And we have producer Chris behind the boards.
Hola.
And we have my good friend and special guest, Zach Elkins, owner and creator of Lean Impact Nutrition.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Replacing the other redhead.
Yeah, Matadora Roja. She could not make it in today.
The male version.
Yeah,
the male version. Yeah,
the resident redhead.
Still repping the ginger pride, though.
Damn right.
But she got stuck in Tampa.
She got stuck somewhere.
Yeah. Did she really?
No, but she got back home, was going to get drunk.
She got back home.
In the car with her boss.
Yeah, she said 8 hours in the car with her boss. Yeah,
she said he was cutting the cheese.
Man. I don't know. My boss is cool.
She said I couldn't even be on my phone, man. She was like, I was just.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. She said something about not being on her phone.
Well, because she's probably driving, though, and he doesn't want her texting and driving.
That's what it is.
That's probably values in life.
Dude, you know, it's like, I'm guilty of that, too, man. You know, I drive the same fucking roads every single day, right? So as I'm driving them, I just know the roads, and I just kind of like I will check my. And I need to not do that. I need to not do that. I'll check my phone. I'm like, oh man, what's going on in the world? You know, how's my friends
here's
doing?
What's cool. You send voice messages though, so it's a little less.
I have dangerous. Switched to voice messages, so all you have to do is it's two button clicks to the message, and then you hit the little microphone, and you start talking.
Yep,
but hey, absolutely. Listen, guys, I can't text right now. I'm driving and shit. I just see fiery accidents to the left of me. I want to avoid all that for myself.
See, the best part is you're like, screenshot this bitch, and you just voice message them.
Yeah.
Covering your ass, man.
You got to do it, man. I don't – when I was coming in here, I saw all the messages popping up on my phone. I'm like, nope, I'm not even going to look at them. I'm going to wait till I get there. And sure enough, it wasn't nothing important.
But, you know.
Nothing important. Sure enough, you guys suck. Nothing important here. Nothing important.
It wasn't. He's like, I'm running late, 10 miles out. I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's nothing, you know, major.
Nothing new.
Yeah.
This is the thing, man. Like, so check it out. My homegirl, Bridget, she was not in work today, so I had to cover her spot and then, like, answer the phones to a certain amount of time. It's just tough, man. Traffic's crazy. 5 o'clock, all the way from Old St. Augustine Road, the end of it by Phillips, all the way over here to the other side of fucking Jacksonville. God damn, Chris, why you gotta live so far?
No doubt.
And I have a VA too, man. So I saw my gas tank was on fucking F, and then it's like almost on to E. It's like a quarter to E. I'm like, how the hell?
You got a left foot. That's what it is.
What the hell is this?
Hey, well, it's better than you went 295 north than 295 south. You saw that?
Bro, listen, I'm so glad I avoided that. I put Waze on, guys. If you don't have Waze, get
it's
on Waze.
It's Waze.
Waze. Or whatever. Waze. It's like it's time. Listen, you get on that stuff right there. It tells you where and what to go, how to avoid it. Anyways.
And when there's police.
So check this out. I didn't have Waze set up with the address sending here. And I've been here 100 times. But I saw this other Pulaski style type road, and I jumped off on that. I was like, I'm gonna get me a Mike's Hard Lemonade. I'm gonna get me some protein bars, man. It's been a hard day and get a little hungry, you know, man. Got to get wrapped for the podcast.
The voice.
I don't know why he went so Callahan already.
Well, it's because I got a fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade. That's what I'm saying.
That's actually Twisted Tea, sir.
Twisted Tea, whatever.
Dude is twisted right now.
I had to get right for the podcast, you know what I mean? Can't get going there with a clear mind. You start talking crazy stuff.
Well,
anyways, so I get here. And I get the beer and I get the protein bars, you know, because that's a good combination. And then I was like, you know, I don't know the last little bit in the maze of the studio's house, Chris. And so I enter in the address and it said, fucking 20 more minutes. I'm like, God damn, how many miles am I out? It said 12, so I just told you guys 10, so it seemed like it was better. It's like a smaller, rounder number.
See, the way we know you, though, you'll say 10 miles. We're like, yeah, about another hour.
Yep. Like, where the hell did you go?
Man, I'm telling you.
He went to a different Circle K, I guess.
It was so hard. And the gas station looked the same damn gas station I usually stop and grab our drinks and stuff at, right? Yeah. Armadillo's especially. Yeah.
Our drinks, but he's the only one with a drink.
Today I just, you know,
he wanted to get about twisted by himself.
This is the deal, man. This is the deal. I was in a rush. I was like, I couldn't think about it. What does Mickey want? What is
Modelo?
Yeah, man. I should have just got some Modelo's, man. Yeah. But the line, there's like seven people in this line. But I tell you what, the girl behind, what's that?
You still had to wait in line to purchase that drink. Yeah, I had to wait in line to purchase
this. They go, hun, 10 more people in line. But let me tell you something, the girl that was at behind the cash register or whatever, she was good. She was running two cash registers at the same time. She's like, what do you want? Sign. And then like, as I'm like working my card, she's like getting the other guy going. So she's like, not two lines at once. I was like, this is the kind of people you need working for you. If you have a business, you need that kind of person. A multitasker, no nonsense, friendly to customers. Get that person. I'm going to hire that bitch.
Why she got to be a bitch?
I know, man. Right?
So she could have rang up everyone's drinks a lot faster is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
So you just made your argument even worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
What?
So you admitted that you would have had time to go get some Modelo's.
No, man, because it was 7 in each line.
It's 14. Okay. She got it.
Now, if I was on each line, I mean, I didn't know when I was getting the Modelo's. So when I jumped over there, I was like, hey.
What about the protein bars?
And the protein bars was on the way from the beer aisle to the register. So
but you got
really
those for yourself, yeah?
Efficiently, I grabbed the beer. I went straight one line, grabbed the beer.
Wait. So you're saying you had beer and you like, nah, fuck these guys. You put it back and got Twisted Tea.
Well, this thing, Twisted Tea, whatever it is. Okay. Alcoholic beverage. Anyway, so one and one. So like, unlike how I'm not saying all women, but I'm saying a lot of women, they like to go out there and just shop and they kind of bees around, you know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. little fucking curvy lines everywhere and all this shit. Well, the guys, right? You guys know what you want before you go in there. We never were like, hey, let's go to the mall and just kind of check things out. We're like, no, man, there's a certain sneaker that I want at the mall and it's at Foot Locker. We're going to go to Foot Locker. We're going to get that sneaker. We already did our reconnaissance. We already did our shit, right? Why are you guys looking at me?
No, we're following along. Yeah.
I'm telling the story here.
Yeah.
You guys do that, right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what I did. I was like, boom, boom. I was like, I knew what I had to get, so on and so forth. I saw that I was busy. I was like, man, I got to get there on time. Zach, you know, his son just passed the test for aircraft controller.
Yeah.
Dude, that's huge.
How old is your son?
He's 19. We'll be 20
in February. Nice. You just don't look like a guy who's got a 19-year-old.
Yeah, man.
The moment, the day you told me his son was going to MEPS, I was like, oh, shit, Zach's that old.
He started pulling him up. He's like, Tapology, 39.
This guy was born in the 70s.
That's okay, guys. I used to have a school about a week ago, and I had the people convinced I was
48 years old.
I had them convinced I was 48 years old. They're like, what? You look really good for 48. I was like, oh, my God, you're so young.
Didn't you tell that to the girls at Hooters, too?
I tell that to everybody. I don't care.
That's
I was like, man, shoot. But now I just don't know what to do with myself. I got so much time on my hands.
We're podcasting on a Friday.
Netflix.
Wait, you said you have time? You could have had time to get some Modelo's, but
not today though. Not today. Oh, okay. Not today, man. Because I went straight from work. Okay, listen, my like I said, girl Bridget was out. Normally I'm able to leave earlier. Couldn't leave earlier. Had to do work.
So blame.
I may have stopped that bruise and had a couple beers with some friends. But I'm
what?
Yeah.
It was our holiday party, so I kind of had to do that.
If you
look at my Snapchat, you might see it.
Bro, I invited you to my holiday party. How come I didn't get an invite?
Where'd you have a holiday party? I went to your holiday party.
That's right. How come I didn't get an invite to yours?
Dang. Mohawk is, listen, man.
Here he goes.
See, look, change his accent.
This is the deal, man. Look,
change his accent again.
Hey. That one there had a hodgepodge of different people from everywhere, right? This one right there. Oh, man, you have to know how to fix some bones, or you know how to, you have a doctor, you got a fucking slave.
He's saying you're not at that level.
Yeah. There's levels to this shit.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't just bring a random.
Bro, you're middle class, bro. Yeah, you're middle class. Sorry.
Listen, you're working class.
Listen, you got to have a button up shirt. I mean, like, Zach can go. He wears that shit. You know what I mean? But you. Kind of iffy.
He's like,
hey, who's your friend? I'm like, I don't know.
Like, hey, did your friend speak English at all?
Because he looks very Puerto Rican with that.
Hey, bro. But I want to send a shout out to my homie, Javi Riello at Ruckuts, too, for making me look even more Puerto Rican.
Dude, that shit my son. Look at that. The clean ass lines. Tight as fuck. He sent a picture, right? So, Zach, check this out, man. He sent a picture to, we have like a little group. He sent a picture. He's like, hey man, how Puerto Rican do I look? I was like, Puerto Rican as fuck. You guys look good, bro.
I'm surprised the flag wasn't flying behind
him. The flag
you
was flying shit. Behind him. See, or explosions on or each side of the
plane. I'm not a flag flyer, bro. A lot of people are, but hey, I'm does, not. I, you know, everybody knows I'm Puerto Rican. I don't need to fly the flag.
He has the Puerto Rican boxing gloves on the fucking mirror and shit like that. Hey, like, do you know why they have that there though?
Yeah, Nelson already told the joke on episode 5. All the Puerto Ricans don't steal from you.
Hey, speaking of Nelson, I just hung out with him yesterday. He was good, man. He came up here. I actually saw him on the base gym, and we were, like, talking a little bit. And went and had some lunch. Well, it was really, like, brunch. It was, like, Cracker Barrels, but it was, like, 11:30. So, is that brunch or is that
lunch? They serve lunch. Enough.
Wait. So anyways, yeah. So it was, like, 11:30, right? So, I met him, and then
Whoa, what was that?
Updates.
George was leaving for boot camp. He was going to Navy boot camp. So
who's George?
George is one of his cousins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, wait, yeah. So,
Georgie?
So, not Reagan.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I was thinking, God, I didn't think he was that old.
I was actually supposed to foster his dog until he got back from boot camp in A school, man. But my George, which is my dog, is a shithead.
They didn't get along.
And does not play well.
Listen, like people. He has a dog named Revy, and she is beautiful, pretty, like she was good, you know. And George was like, rawr, rawr, rawr. That was fine. They're sniffing. Then he went all fucking Cujo and shit. I was like, God damn it, George. He's cool with my other dogs. He's cool at the dog park. I don't know what the difference was. Maybe it's because she was on a leash and I was holding his collar. I don't know. But he was just, he was not having it.
Yeah. He's like, another dog, not in this house.
And then he got shitty with Ruby. And then Ruby, which was my little pit mix thing or whatever. And Ruby was like, Listen, dude.
I will fuck you up.
That's just not going to fly. And then I was cleaning up blood off of George's face. I was like, God damn. Oh, geez, situation here. This is blood everywhere. And fucking.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to hit you up, Waller, to foster my dog.
Oh, listen.
Yeah,
gotcha. I got you, bro.
Oh, no, listen. Oh, you know, it's good because he's tiny.
Yeah.
This other dog was the same size as George, and George don't fuck with that shit. Like, George started trying to fuck with my Rottweiler when we brought George in. I was like, no, don't leave Guinness alone. Leave that big boy alone, even though he's sick, man.
Yeah, but tiny, small, and bite-sized.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fun size.
No, he's good with
Yeah, little, he's like a fun size Snickers. He's done.
He's good with little dogs. Big dogs that are like, you know.
Okay. Yeah, because he knows he could, like, if I want, I could just kill that dog around
here. Yeah. George is funny. He's funny like that.
Mm. Yeah, I'll. But anyway, I got your dog, bro. Don't you worry.
Yeah, you can have Wilder watch your dog. Have Zach watch your dog.
And I'm out.
Zach. Let's bring Zach back in the conversation. Hey, he's a little quiet.
I got enough kids.
Got enough miles at the house.
Hey, how many you got? Three?
Four.
Four?
Yeah, about to have three.
Listen. One gets shipped off. I knew he had four, but I just wanted him to say it.
Yeah.
So you're expecting now?
No, never again. Oh, never again.
Nope. Did four? I'm good.
Hey, you tell him about that story.
Which one?
The one where you're like, I'm never again, and then the one more
time. Oh, and then, yeah. So, yeah, there was a never again, which so I thought was a never again. Just not this way. So, yeah, after our third, we had a miscarriage between two and three. My wife had a miscarriage between second and third. So I was like, I'm done. Can't do it anymore. You know, it's pretty traumatic. She's like, you know, I want one more close in age. So we had another one, and I was like, all right, we're done. Three, two, you got your thing close in age. We're good to go. We got boys, got girls. We're done. Cool. went and got in the stirrups, got cut, got burned, the whole nine yards. I was like, phew, done. It's a wrap. 2 years later. Oh, I get a phone call while I'm in Buckman traffic. She's like, are you sitting down? Well, I mean, I'm driving. Yeah. So I'm sitting down. She's like, yeah, you're not going to like this. So
don't drive off the bridge.
It was some trying times. But you know, in God's plan.
I know more of this story, so I'm laughing my ass off. Guys, I wish you could know.
Well, so the story continues as,
oh God!
So obviously, I've been neutered for 2 years. Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
so
oh,
he's pissed. I've been in a gray area there that we had to discuss once I got home. So yeah, we go into the doctors, and I'm like, "Hey, we go back to see my guy." And I was like, "Hey, man, how did this happen? You know, like I got cut. What's the deal? Like,
you fucking sucked. Dog.
Should be done, money. Right?" And I was like, "How does this happen?" Looked at me, looked at her, looked back at me. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. And I looked at it. I was like, told you. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
So, that's too funny.
Yeah, it was an interesting time. But
I have a friend that.
He goes more.
Oh, there's more.
There's more?
Oh, no, we won't say it on the podcast.
Okay, we'll leave it at that then.
But yeah, it all came out looking the same.
Thank God.
After number four. I was like, hey, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I'm
yeah, what are you going to go get?
You're up
in?
Now. Yeah, so I was like, you know, you're up. So we're now at 8 years strong. No kids. So,
so there is no money back guarantee.
I would have sued the fuck out of that country. Listen, man, I need 18 years worth.
And an additional 80 grand for college.
Yeah, for college. This one's going to be a smart one.
When they go in there, they make you watch a video. And in the video, they're like, this is permanent. You can reverse it, but there's like a 1% chance. You got to make sure this is exactly what you want to do. And you have to watch this video for like 30 minutes. And they come check and they're like, hey, do you sign this waiver? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So then when I go back, I was like, you know, I thought this was done. Like, and he was like, yeah, well, it's like a 50% chance that, you know.
Oh, well, fuck. Like,
50%?
50%? You told me what?
You told me 1%. This whole video was telling me it's, you know, you can't reverse it. And this is a permanent thing. This is why I came in here. This is why you put me in the stirrups butt naked with seven other nurses staring at me. And you know.
Draping you and pinning your balls betadine and shit.
And then you hear the
question. So what did he cut then?
Well, here's the thing.
I pee funny.
Your fingers like tingle now and stuff.
Exactly. I just got really strong swimmers, bro. That's a little Michael Phelps down there. He made a run for it. And, you know, luckily he did, and everything happens for a reason. And we now have four beautiful children. We made it through that little patch, and everything's lovely, man.
Yeah. Well, and you got good looking kids, too. And they're all smart and very athletic. And, you know, I mean, I've seen them. Fuck, how many years now has it been? Like six or something? Five or six at least?
Oh, at least. Yeah, probably more.
Because it's crazy seeing them like grow and how athletic they got, and especially your oldest son now going into MEPS and passing aircraft. Dude, that's huge, man. That's crazy.
Pretty excited.
Did they ever see any of your fights?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My oldest one, he's been in the corner. He's held my belt walking out. You know, obviously, in the beginning, when I first started, I tried to keep him away from it because I didn't know, you know, he was, I don't know, 13, 14 at the time. So I didn't know how he was going to react, you know, and I didn't know what the outcome was going to be. And, you know, some guy sitting on my chest, pounding my face in with my 14-year-old kid sitting.
No, it's helplessly.
You know, that's the worst. Yeah. So I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do this until I realize I'm not actually bad at this sport. So then it's just kind of, you know, and actually my very last fight. So I have my oldest son and then my youngest is a boy. And then I got two girls in between, but I never took the three little ones, to fight. So only my oldest one, cause he got mature enough and he would actually carry my belts on the way out and cornered me. And it was awesome to share that experience with him after you win and you get a belt and he's taking pictures with me. But then the little ones, again, it was that I don't know how they're going to react. So on my last fight, back at Silverado's when I did a kickboxing match because I couldn't get in. My MMA guy fell out, so they gave me a kickboxing match. I'm like, I'm wearing a headgear and gloves, so I was like, this is totally safe. You know, I'm going to bring my kids out. Probably the most the greatest feeling I ever had, just walking out, and I had both my girls in my hand and my two boys, my wife. I didn't even walk out with my team. You know, normally all the MMA guys, they walk out with a team and stuff, and I did that 20-something times. But this time I just walked out with my kids and my wife because it was my last amateur fight.
I was there for that one.
What's that?
I was there for that one.
Oh, you were there? Yeah. And it was, you know, kickboxing match. It was just amazing. You know, I kissed my girls before I walked in and, you know, just to kind of share that experience with them.
Isn't it so funny? Like, once you've done MMA and then you just do some singular art, like just kickboxing or just grappling, you're like, this is not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal.
I mean, it is, man. It is at the highest levels, but like, really, like, kind of like, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, I don't have to worry about so many different things in each one of these things.
Got 12, 14 ounces. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't a 7-ounce glove, and, you know, you had headgear on. I was like, oh, this will be fine.
Yeah.
You know, plus, I had so many fights under my belt and experience at that time. And
yeah.
I knew going to the next level and turning pro that I couldn't take my kids there because, you know, then it's a whole nother level.
Man, you got knees, shins, elbows, so, all sorts of nasty, cutty things, blood, pretty much guaranteed.
Guaranteed, So, that was awesome.
Did your oldest ever, you know, get the itch? He's like, my dad does it. I want to do it too.
No, I think he did wrestling at his high school for a couple of years. But I've always told myself it was something I would never push on my kids.
Yeah.
Like a lot of parents, they kind of, they live vicariously and they want to have their kids play the same sports because for whatever reason. But I just like, I've always been huge on exposing them to everything and letting them choose their own path. Regardless of what they want to do, I'll support them as long as it's not self-destructive. But if they want to do, you know, whatever that sport is, whether it's soccer and, you know, even though I'm not the biggest soccer fan, if you want to play soccer, I'll totally support you. You know, same thing with college. It's like, you know, doesn't matter where my allegiances are. If you get, if you go to college, I'm going to be the biggest sport. Same thing with the Air Force. You know, now he's going to the Air Force. I don't come from a military background. No one in our family comes from military, not on my side or my wife's side. And now, biggest Air Force supporter out there. You know, we'll buy T-shirts and the whole nine yards because, I mean, that's what it's about is you support your kids regardless of what they do. And MMA is just a very dangerous sport. And I couldn't imagine, like, something happening. And then it's just like, man, if I wouldn't have been exposed, I wouldn't want that, you know, on my conscience.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they
takes a very special person to do MMA anyways. Yeah, like, a lot of people think they want it until they get punched a couple times. They're like, I don't really want to do it. I remember a lot of times when I was, like, getting up to spar, and you're like, I'm like, oh, man, we hit my ass here. You're like, all right, you can't go in there thinking like that. You just got to go and fucking do it. I was like, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. Absolutely. So, I mean, like, to get injured and keep coming and doing that stuff, it's a special person.
Yeah,
like,
it's a tough sport. And it's not even the – I mean, the fighting is the easy part. It's the practicing fighting.
Training.
You know, it's the getting punched and kicked and all that stuff. But obviously, if they came to me and were like, this is what I want to do. This is where my passion is at, then let's do it. You know, I'll get in and help train and all that stuff.
No, that's how you end up getting into nutrition.
Yeah.
So tell me kind of like the story between, like, you know, I was kind of overweight. I was going to fight. I just did it for what? It was just to get in shape. And then, how did your whole story become?
So really how it started is because we had so many children back to back to back. I removed myself. I mean, I wrestled in high school, but then a decade just having, you know, three kids in 10 years, you know, I didn't work out. I was really focused on my career, and if she wanted donuts and ice cream at midnight, I went and ate donuts and ice cream with her, and we got fat together. It was great, you know? it literally was my daughter's birthday, the littlest one, and we were having a birthday party with a slip and slide, and, you know, I'm running across the yard, and my mother-in-law takes this picture of me in movement with the waves, and, I see this picture. She, you know, she's flipping through the pictures of the party, and I was like, "Yo, who's that guy?" And I was looking. I was like, "Oh, that's me," because I hadn't taken off a shirt in forever, you know. Yeah. And right then, it was just like, "All right." Next day, I went and got a gym membership, started working out. Always been an MMA fan. Always followed the UFC. Had the video games. Always been a huge fan. Never anything that I wanted to do. So at 33, I joined. Master Dave's Jiu-Jitsu Gym.
Which is Master Dave is a guy that I actually outed on MMA Underground for fake being a fake black belt and all that other kind of stuff. Anyway, he's down. But anyways, yes.
Yeah, so went there, had no martial arts experience. Never did any boxing, kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, nothing like that. Just went in there to try to, you know, get in shape. And within a couple months – being there just really wasn't for me. And a friend of mine was like, "Hey, you need to come down to this gym. They got a cage inside the gym. And like, these guys fight like every night." And I was like, "Wow, let me go check this out." And it was down at Chameleon, and walked in there and, you know, had the cage in there, the yellow black mats. And I was like, this place is just pretty cool.
Nice, right?
Yeah, that's really nice.
Angelica.
So
at the time, Brotherton, now Nicholson. I believe.
Yeah, Nicholson. Yep. So it was Angelica. It was Brotherton. It was Guillermo Ciabatta. Yep. Ciabatta. So I sat down with Angelica and she's like, "What do you want to do?" I said, "Listen, I want to look just like those guys on TV, but I have no interest in fighting. You know, I got three kids. I got a great career. 33 years old. This is not for me. This is a young man's sport. I just want to train, learn some self-defense. So if something happens in the street, I'm prepared and just get in better shape." And she's like, "Sure, no problem. Sign the waiver. Here's a membership." Boom, boom, boom. About 2 months pass, and this guy, Gene Batista, walks in, and he's scouting for the first amateur MMA show to ever be put on in Jacksonville.
Fight for the Veterans?
It was the first Fight for the Veterans, and I think it was, 2010, 2011 maybe.
I was there.
I was there too. So he comes in, and he's like, "Everybody, you know," and all the young guys are like, "This is my chance. This is, I'm going to make it. You know, I got to show off for this promoter." I literally grabbed my bag, went over, sat down on the stool, and I was like, "I can't wait to watch this. Like, these guys are about to beat each other's ass, and I get to watch it." And they're like, "Oh, no, you're going to sign a waiver and practice, right?" And I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm just going to watch." And they're like, "Just sign the waiver. You're not going to get picked." And it's a funny story. AJ Aguilar was a two-time Golden Gloves boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
Yep. 45-0 as an amateur. They're like, how much do you weigh? And he's like, 205. He's like, well, how much do you weigh? He's like, 205. All right, you guys go fight each other. And he's like, what's your record? I was like, nothing. He's like, boxing matches? No. Any MMA? No. He's like, okay, good luck. And I was like, no, this is stupid. he threw a couple punches. I immediately took him down. Had a couple months in Master Dave, so I knew a little bit on the ground. Ended up submitting him. Got out of there. Never even took a shot. I was like, that was pretty cool. You know, went home. No big deal. Next day, I get a phone call. Like, we're matching you up. No. No, my wife's going to kill me. So, you know, so I convinced her for about – it took me about 2 weeks. I'm like, listen, I'm just going to do this one time. I'm going to go on all the social media. I'm gonna be like, hey, I'm this badass MMA fighter. Come watch me. We'll get T-shirts. It'll be so cool. I'm going to do it one time, and that's it.
Yeah.
And signed up, sold a bunch of tickets, got the T-shirts, did the whole thing. I was like, you know, one and done. And I remember standing in the ring, and the kid that came out was 21 years old, just got back from Iraq. Did a tour in Afghanistan, came back, took his shirt off, dude was shredded, tattooed, didn't even have a piece of skin you could see, totally tatted up. And my wife will tell you, I looked over in the crowd and I was like, this is so fucking stupid. Like, what am I thinking? This guy, I mean, this guy's been trained to kill people. He's going to murder me. So literally the bell rang and it's just like, it just switched. Knocked him out in a minute and,
holy shit.
Yeah. Went out and having shots at the bar with me and my wife. I was like, hey, so, that only lasted a minute. It wasn't like a real fight.
I want to do another one.
So I'm just going to do one more. And she's like, all right, one more. That was pretty cool. And,
that was pretty cool. One more.
We ended up doing one more. Won that one. Ended up my third fight. You know, they're like, hey, you're going to be matched up against Bobby Thompson. I'm like, who the fuck is Bobby Thompson? And everyone's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. This guy's been, you know, all over Southeast Asia with Hoyce Gracie. And, you know, he's like a 20-year veteran in the game and got a school and all this. And I'm like, let's do it. You know what? I got to lose. And, you know, even my wrestling coach at the time was like, don't do it. You know, ended up winning that fight. And then I was like, all right, this may be something I want to pursue. So I got serious about it. And,
so how did you beat Bobby Thompson?
TKO, third round. So my first three wins were all by TKO.
Fourth win by submission.
Fourth win by submission. I can't tell you what the fourth one was.
Frank Katz.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Win submission by choke.
Okay. So yeah, then it's just I was going for it. You know, I would study and watch YouTube videos when I was at work and you know, go to practice, and I was just totally.
You can do anything with YouTube.
Yeah, anything. You can learn anything you want. So
I believe Gracie Academy is on YouTube.
They too. Are.
You can actually get a technical blue belt.
A blue belt.
Cyber belt.
This is funny because we actually had technical difficulties, so we're just patching through. We were trying to make it seamless, but. No, I have to ruin it.
Had to be honest.
I think it was fine.
I think it was pretty good.
Thank you, Windows Updater.
You know what is really good is these damn protein donuts from Lean Impact Nutrition, man. You got two. You got 10 grams of protein in that piece right there. How much is the carbs?
Depending on the toppings, it can run between 12 and 15.
That's it?
Yeah.
So what's the fat?
Depending on the toppings, like the peanut butter is going to be a little more, but, you know, between 4 and 6.
That's nothing. Yeah, your percentages are right. Your percentages are perfect. You don't even have to. You don't even have to really lard that shit because it's just percentages that tend to everything.
Hold on. I have to paint a picture for our listeners. Art has been eyeing the last remaining donuts, and one of them is already reserved.
Put two down,
bro. You can.
I'm over here like Joe Rogan on top of that fucking
nature box.
Yeah, the nature box. I'm like, ooh, I'm just waiting for you to be ready.
Here are these dried pineapples.
God, he did go on for like a year about those sriracha pineapples.
The cashew num nums, whatever they call them. Oh,
yeah. I don't know. Shit's funny, though.
See, Art, you do have one more donut that you can kill. You realize that.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, man. I haven't killed anything in a week, man, so I might as well kill that donut.
Do it. Listen, I actually went and trained today at the training yard.
Actually, I went and trained on base twice this week with some of the Marines, so it was good.
That was pretty humbling to see.
I got to tell you, bro, after not rolling for like 5 days, my body was feeling good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fucking on fire, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you got to do that.
Recovery's nice.
With normal training, right? Like even normal weightlifting training, like taking a week off sometimes, you come back and you're like, I feel like a beast.
Dude, yeah. I took like 3 months off of lifting and I went back at it today and oh my God.
That's not the same.
That's not the same.
That's back to ground square one.
You feel like a beast.
Yeah, you're probably like, ooh, I feel so good. And then like an hour later, you're like, I'm sore as fuck.
It was so weird. I was like, man, my back is strong now.
Dom's has a sudden, you wait 2 days. Oh, exactly.
I haven't done squats yet. That's what I'm fucked.
Yeah. Delayed onset of muscle soreness is going to get you.
I'm screwed.
48 hours later says, what's up?
You won't be able to walk for a couple days.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm waiting for.
You go to bend over to pick up your favorite whatever, and you're like shaking and shit. Just like, I'm not right. I remember, man, I used to
be even with legs, it still happens to me now.
I used to be a bodybuilder back in the day, right? You believe that? Yeah. And then,
have you seen the pictures?
Is this in Japan?
No, this is in Washington State. But like, I remember doing a leg day and like reaching over to like pick up a gym bag or something crazy, and my leg is just shaking and going out on me. I'm like gonna hit the deck, and like I get to the house, I'm like eating food, and like I drove there, and I like stepping out of the car, I was just all jackered up. And
I got a question for you.
Yeah,
did you sell Zach your emo picture?
I had no emo picture, bro. Because I have black hair naturally. You think it's an emo picture? I had a black t-shirt on with the pocket. Black jeans with a wallet chain. And I have naturally black hair. It's just what it is. And so he goes, oh, you're emo. I was like, bitch, I don't dye this shit, man. This is how I am.
Well, yeah, but what kind of jeans were those?
Fucking Levi's. I got
them. Sure they weren't JNCOs?
You know what? No. JNCOs didn't come out when I was a kid.
Okay.
Where I got those jeans and I got my boots out, they were combat boots. I got them at the Army Surplus store.
I'm going to say those were like tactical pants.
Yeah, those were tactical pants. I got those out of the Army Surplus store.
That's where the emo kids show.
Dude, he was fully dressed.
Listen, man, first off, those emos are jocking off my style then. No. They owe me some fucking revenue. They owe me some fucking
just like in
back
the hipster
shit.
Glasses.
Listen, yeah. That was the case, man. I started that shit 10 years before they popped off. So they fucking owe me something. They had some homage. I need a fucking movie done after me or something. Just, this is just an ego grab. Just saying. Anyways. So yeah, man. Fucking yeah, I might have been a trendsetter. Who knows? I didn't know I was 10 years ahead.
Did you say transgender?
I think so.
Trendsetter. Oh my setter. Bad. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. English is my second language. So.
Did you say transgender?
I thought you said transgender.
Must be the fade.
I transgender too.
What? So crazy.
So how do you come up with the menus every week?
Inspiration from other meal prep companies, but other...
Mainly from Angels.
Yeah. The Angels of Food.
What is that?
Because they're delicious.
Yeah.
It's like a gift from the gods.
I thought it was something real.
I mean, before I got into, fighting and stuff, or before I got into banking, I was in the restaurant business. So, worked at a lot of restaurants in Jacksonville and learned about presentation. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Riverside.
Where have you worked at?
San Marco. I worked at River City Brewing Company. I worked at the Chart House.
The Chart House is pretty damn good, man.
It's
expensive, but good.
The Bistro X.
Yep.
So that's why
I opened.
This is why you're so naturally to it. Yeah. So everything that you've done in life led you to build this company.
Absolutely. I fully believe
that. You started out in restaurants. Yeah. You got into MMA. You were successful at MMA. You had to shed weight, so you had to learn about nutrition. Yeah. And then you just tied all three of those things together.
I honestly
believe
it, man.
Lean Impact Nutrition. You looked the part.
I literally was in the bathroom one night with my wife, and we've been meal prepping for years because of, having to make weight, and I cut over 500 pounds over my career. And you don't do that unless you absolutely study nutrition.
Yeah.
And I was just every day learning about it, and started from the kind of bro style of, grilled chicken and brown rice and broccoli. And then started mixing flavors and mixing proteins and mixing carbs. And I was like, holy shit. Like, it doesn't matter what I eat. As long as I stay in the deficit, I'm eating the same amount of calories. I don't have to eat the same thing every day.
Yeah.
This is not 1982. So then I started getting into tracking macros. And then, as everyone started coming to me like, hey, how'd you drop 40 pounds this month? I got to drop 4 pounds.
Legitly, yeah, show it.
14 pounds overnight. The most I cut is 14 pounds overnight. Obviously, that's a lot of water weight, but I cut between 20 to 30 pounds for every single time I fought. I did over 20 times. So those poundages add up, and it's, you know, trial and error, but a lot of it was just practice. I learned my body. I learned the requirements that my body needed to perform at the highest level. And I just started teaching guys in the gym. It's like, hey, you need to do this, you need to do that.
Let me interject on that a little bit. So like I was going up for a fight, right? And I had to come down to a certain weight. Like I think it was like 170 or something like that. And I was like 195, 198, maybe over 205. I might have been a little fat.
Yeah, that's a big weight cut.
And so I got with Zach. Zach was my striking coach at the time. And I was like, Zach, you know, I got to get down to this weight, so on and so forth. Man, and I'm telling you right now, I've never had a six-pack my whole life. I just never have. Just never have. And then, like, he was like, this is what you need to do. He, like, broke down my macros, fats, proteins, carbs, told me what I need to eat, so on and so forth. And he had me send him my charts, my percentages, and my calorie intake every day, like every day. And then he would coach me through it. That's the macro coaching that we're talking about. So people say macro coaching, but they don't understand how much is involved and how important it is, especially when you're supposed to reach a goal in a certain amount of time. I did this in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I did it in 4 weeks. In 4 weeks, I went from fat, probably around 16% body fat, to at least, under probably 10 because I had a six pack. I was like, how the, well, six packs shows up around 10, 12?
Yeah, usually around 10 or 12.
10 or 12. So yeah. I had been around 10, if not lower, because my shit was showing up in 4 weeks. I'm like, How the hell? I remember the one time at the gym, right? So I was doing this high kick on this little pad or whatever that, Pat was doing. And you look, hey, Art, look at you, man. Your body composition has changed.
Yeah.
You know, you're not so fat no more. Dude. Your abs are popping through. You know, your muscle definition, your legs and shit come through.
I was like, rash guard.
Through the rat. Yeah. And even when I took my shirt off, which I never took my shirt off at the gym,
yeah.
He was like, dude, you're looking good. I'm like, well, I wasn't even training to look good. I was training for this fight. Exactly. But eating the way that he told me to eat, I had more energy for my training. I've always been like low energy. Never been able to train as hard as I want. And then I'm just always tired and miserable. But this is the first time. And I told him, I was like, dude, I have more energy than I've ever had.
Yeah.
And my body is changing. And my composition is changing. I have a fucking six pack I've never had. And I shouldn't be having that mid-30s.
Yeah.
The average mid 30 well, person.
All about the quality of the nutrition that you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
And using that as the fuel to then, you know, do whatever you want in life. And, you know, and I taught you and taught other guys. So I was not knowing at the time that this was going to be my path. It was just something that I was in and I was just paying it forward.
Yeah.
You know, I educated myself and obviously I was a resource for the team and cut so much weight that guys were like, hey, you know, how did you do it? And I was paying it forward.
And I'm a living testament, man. And if you doubt me, you can go down my Instagram. I'm not one of those with a before or after picture or whatever. But if you go down far enough, you'll see the fight that I'm talking about. And you will see the before.
Yeah. Well, we also have another living proof here. This man right here.
Miguelinho. What's up, guys? Yeah.
So before you start talking about how you lost your weight, what we're going to do is we're going to go live. And if people have some questions for Zach, they're going to call us. So
okay,
we're going live. Go ahead, Miggy.
All right. Yeah. So one thing that I'm super fortunate about, I picked up the keto diet. And Zach's been so accommodating, man, because other meal services looked them up before. We're like, nah, son, you just eat what we got. That's it. But, you know, Zach's been super helpful. And, I mean, dude, I've lost what? So I started off with you at 297. I'm at 261 as of my last weigh-in.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Dude, 36 pounds.
What's the time frame in that?
I mean, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks and you look amazing.
It's like 3 months, three or 4 months now.
3 months?
Dude, and the crazy part is like before I've never believed the whole like, you know, eating right, whatever.
Right.
But I noticed it now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, do you make it so easy for me? I'll just put the food in the microwave and boom, that's it. Like, I don't have to think. I don't have time to think, oh, you know, maybe like tonight I can have a fried chicken or something. But no, I'll just have the food right there to heat it up, eat it. I don't have to think.
Obviously, the convenience is a huge factor because I think now in today's society, obviously, unfortunately, the health is declining. The obesity rates are going up. But I also think at the same time, health awareness is at an all-time high. I think right now there's more diet protocols than there's ever been in the history.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as I've been alive, there's never been – you can do ketos and Atkins and
paleo.
Yeah. And you can do if it fits your macros and you can do the DASH diet and you can do – like there's so many. Like before, back in the day, it was like you got Weight Watchers.
Yep,
pretty much. And that was it, right? Yep. That was the only diet you knew. But now it's like you have all these meal prep services. And I think that convenience and that health awareness is going to really kind of meet, which is why I'm in a good space.
because I think people know that they need to eat healthier, mm-hmm. but they don't know how.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and eating bad is more convenient than eating good.
And like those people that are quicker, they need to work out, but they don't know how to go to the gym. No, they don't know how. They just fumble around and they don't get any success. They're like, well, it's not working.
So exactly, dude. Like today, I lifted again for the first time in forever, and dude, it was weird. Like I have something else to mention about that, but I just saw this guy working out. You can tell this guy, you know, he's doing some questionable stuff, but some things that clearly aren't getting his goals, like just curls and tricep extensions, just that.
Right. Mirror muscles.
Yeah, exactly. Then on top of that, he goes and just goes on the cardio bike, leaning back, just chilling. You can tell, first off, he's not getting that calorie burn he needs.
Sure.
He's not putting in that high, you know, any work. On top of that, you can tell he's not eating what he should be eating.
Right. Which is why he'll look the same next year.
Exactly.
And the year after that, and the year after
that. You know, and it takes that click. Like for me, man, it took me getting my ass kicked by a kid and then going to another tournament, see one of my teammates get his ass kicked by an even bigger guy. I was like, I need to lose some weight.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to fight fat asses no more. No disrespect to you big guys, but.
Yeah, same thing. That's why I wanted to drop weight too, because my guys were just too big, man.
Yeah, man, it's not fun when they smother me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and
the thing is with you, I mean, although you went the keto route, for me, and I do appreciate you saying that. I've been helping you out as far as creating that for you. For me, for this to make sense, it has to be something that you enjoy and you're going to eat every day.
Exactly.
And I'm not going to give you food that you don't like, because you're not going to reorder.
No, exactly.
You know, I have to be accommodating to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if you want to go keto and do a double carb portion or a double vegetable instead of a carb, obviously that's the route that you're going in your life. Mm-hmm. So I want to come alongside that and help you during that journey, as opposed to saying, nah, bro, you got to have the carb.
Yeah. No, it doesn't
make sense, because you're paying for a service and we need to accommodate what your goals are.
One thing too that people don't realize is, you have a whole bunch of other meal prep options, but it's not like with you. You actually check up on your clients.
Right.
You know, you every little thing that can happen, you will always contact us. We can talk to you directly. Other places, you have to wait maybe a day or two before another human interacts with you again.
Right.
You know, all these other websites are kind of like you just click from the menu and may be able to customize, but there is no saying like, or my favorite is like, you know, sometimes I do forget to pay you on time. Yeah. You're like, hey, man, just making sure it's everything good. Other services, they could care less.
Right.
Yeah. See, because I did the – before I got introduced to Zach, I was doing a web thing called Fitness VT. I basically gave you the whole – your week meals. You could move stuff and adjust stuff, and it kept it all within the thing. Well, you know, sometimes there'd be a hiccup. You know, I'd see something wrong, or I wouldn't get my meals. It wouldn't print out because it was supposed to print out every Friday.
Is that when you were gardening in the back?
And
you were
eating
the stuff you were growing?
A little bit. But the problem is when I went and get my meals, I would message them and be like, hey, I haven't got my meals for the week. You know, what am I supposed to do? Okay, well, I would get
a response on Wednesday.
Yeah, like, I would get a response on Monday. Okay, well, that didn't help me any, because I go to Costco on Sundays and I meal prep on Sundays.
You had to cook your meals with the service?
Yes, you had to cook them. So basically, dude, they just gave you the blueprint and you built them. So yeah, I did the old bro science shit where I'm eating tons of chicken, tons of rice.
Did you pay for the service?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, just bodybuilding.com. That's where you go for all that.
Yeah, but I paid for it on the monthly and.
Sucker!
I did it. No, well, I mean, the thing is it worked. Okay.
For sure.
It did help me drop weight. You know, I started with Art at, 302, 304. I'm down to 254. You know, I've been hovering at that 254.
After you, Chris.
I know you are, but I've just been hovering because I haven't been disciplined and really fine tuned in.
He's been going to Disneyland every weekend in his RV and shit.
It's the pretzels and the turkey legs.
And, I have some new motivation. So I'm like, now
it's catching up to you.
Yeah. Well, not just that, but I got stuff that I'm like, I got to get my body back. I got to get it in shape.
Hey, tell me about it, man. So like, random story for me today at the gym, I was lifting. I was just form checking myself in the mirror, admiring my gains.
I see that.
You know? But what sucks is, though, the clothes I was wearing were fat me clothes. And I felt kind of shitty. I was like, man, I'm like a fucking deflated balloon. So, like, it made my chicken legs look even more wimpy. I was just like, oh, my God.
You don't really have chicken legs, dude. I mean, there may be.
You forgot leg day, bro.
Dude, yeah. I have the legs. See, I have the legs of a 185er on the body of a 260er. That's how I see it.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
No, it looked like I borrowed a fat man's clothes at the gym. I felt so weird.
But see, what's crazy, though, with Zach's stuff is my weight's been hovering you know, in that 250, 245 range. But the thing is
body comp is so good.
I can go downstairs and go grab a pair of 36 jeans and throw them on. Yeah. Whenever I was at 42s.
To me, what's crazy is right now, the last time I had this same exact body comp was like 230 or 240. And that was with me counting calories.
Right.
And, you know, now it's like I focus more on the macronutrients, and it makes a huge difference because I make sure to have a good amount of protein in, good amount of fat. And even too, there's days like, you know, this week, you know, some stuff, some unexpected stuff happened. So I allowed myself some emotional eating space.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, tomorrow's my last allotted day of emotional eating for a while.
Yeah. But your body will bounce back.
No, exactly. I mean,
it's the same thing with vacation. At the end of the day, this has to be a sustainable lifestyle.
Exactly.
For long term. People want to look at this as a short term. They're like, oh, got to get the beach body, or, oh, it's New Year's resolution, yes, or, oh, I got a wedding coming up, or, oh, I'm going to my high school reunion. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. I want to look like this the rest of my life. Like, I'm not trying to get ready for one particular thing. Exactly. I'm trying to create health awareness and longevity for myself forever. Like, that's my concern. I want to live long. I want to see my kids grow up. I you know,
for sure.
I don't want to have health issues where I'm taking all these medications every single day.
Just my diabetes. And all this, you know? No, yeah. For me, like, that's the one thing, like going to the doctor, getting weighed in before, like seeing the number on the scale, like shit. And then blood pressure readings being out, you know. That's what's pushed me in.
And yep.
Even too, like, I have clothes I want to wear again that I wore in college.
And like, you'll get there. You know it's, but it's a process.
Exactly.
And it's, you have to really commit yourself to that change. And, you know, like you said, some people are different, like where you get that bad doctor's visit. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is that makes you get started, then you just have to stick with it. And I think, tracking macros is a great way to have that long-term. Mm-hmm. Learn how to portion control. You don't have to track macros the rest of your life. What it's doing is instilling.
It starts practicing. Yeah,
like it's instilling you looking at a plate and saying, this is how much protein it should look like. Mm-hmm. This is how much carb. This is how much vegetable. So as long as I eat like that intuitively every day for the rest of my life, I can continue to maintain my frame. Or if I wanted to cut a little more weight, mm-hmm. or if I wanted to add a little more weight, you can fluctuate that once you learn what your body needs and how that nutrition is going to adapt to your lifestyle.
That's how my cheat meals are. Before, I used to be able to kill like a whole large pizza, for example, in one sitting. But now I have to order at biggest a medium, and I can't even kill like more than three slices.
I know. Zach's ruined my cheat days because I'd have a cheat day. It's like, you know, this wasn't really
– No, the craziest part –
it wasn't good, and now I feel like shit.
At work, they brought donuts in today because it's Krispy Kreme. I'd buy one, get one free dozen, you know, just throwing it out there.
Oh, today was?
Yeah, and I had a Krispy Kreme, and I was like
– this sucks.
You know, and I'm so happy to see these tonight because I like these so much better now.
Timing. Actually, I just did this on my Facebook yesterday, the day before. I did a comparison between the Krispy – I don't know if you guys saw that. It was it's on my Facebook. You go to Lean Impact Nutrition on Facebook, and here it is. It's the Krispy Kreme chocolate sprinkle versus the Krispy Kreme Lean Impact Nutrition protein donut. Macros are as follows. Krispy Kreme sprinkle, 270 calories, 3 grams of protein, 38 carb, 12 fat. Chocolate gluten-free sprinkle of ours – 147 calories, so 130 calories less. So you can almost eat two of them for the same amount of calorie content, 13 grams of protein, 15 carb, and only 5 fat. So you're getting double the carb, or double the protein, half the carb, half the calories, and less fat. It is about, you know, just being intuitive of what you're eating and just making better decisions. That's not to say that you can't go and have a Krispy Kreme, because once you've committed yourself to this lifestyle for a long time, your body does bounce back. Like the people that I hate are like, oh, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up and I got fat because I ate so much on Thanksgiving. No.
Hey, you weren't fat before.
If you were fat, if you weren't fat the day before Thanksgiving, you're not going to be fat the day after.
That's
it doesn't
one thing,
it doesn't happen like that. Like, fat doesn't happen overnight, and you don't build muscle overnight.
No,
you're not
exactly.
Gonna, all it is glucose and water from the the sodium and the carbohydrates that you ate, but it's not fat. You cannot put body fat on overnight. Mm-hmm. So have that Christmas dinner, celebrate with your family, enjoy yourself, and the next day get back on track. Don't worry about hitting cardio twice a day, and your body will bounce back. You know, it's just, and again, trust me, if you weren't fat the day before Thanksgiving, you're not fat afterwards.
I've been telling myself is like, you know, it took quite a few years to get in the shape I am now.
Yep.
It's going to take a little while to get back to where I want. Yeah. So
that's one thing too. Like my Thanksgiving meal, you know, I've been so accustomed to Lean Impact meals that my plate kind of look like my meals.
There you go.
And the size, exactly like what's funny is for the day, I felt like a little bloated in a sense. But then at nighttime, it hit me. I was like, wait a minute. I didn't go crazy. And then like that feeling just went away. I was like, oh, snap.
Yep.
Well, I know like I said on the podcast with after eating Zach's meals, when I had my Thanksgiving, I noticed that because I did Thanksgiving.
Zach's meals were better.
Well, they were, but I did my Thanksgiving down in Disney, and I noticed I had a traditional Thanksgiving meal.
Wait. Hold on. Stop right there.
Can you throw that out there? I was at Disney.
Can you stop right there?
What?
Can you stop right there?
What?
You at Disney? Nah.
Yeah.
Shit.
But the thing is, yeah,
was it the other weekend?
No. We actually were going to go tomorrow, but Amanda went up to Atlanta to go house hunting with the fam.
What?
For them. Mom and dad are getting a new spot.
Wallo was like, whoa.
Wait a minute.
He's like, we can't podcast in Atlanta every week.
That's not how this works.
But I noticed as I was eating it, everything that was on the plate was so loaded with sugar.
Yeah.
Like everything. The gravy.
Got a little sugar.
I mean, the stuffing tasted like dessert. And I'm going, oh my God, there's so much sugar in this shit.
Yeah. And that's the thing is, once you start eating like that for a long time, when you do eat bad, you feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know, just like when you're eating, like, I don't understand how people can just eat fast food every single day after, because I work in corporate America. So there's, I mean, everyone, it's more about convenience. And my thing is, like, if I eat like that one time, like, my stomach is torn up. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I do because I need convenience or whatever.
Yeah, you just miss something.
Yeah, but it's still just my body. Just
weird. 3 hours of suck afterwards.
Yeah.
So Robbie Noon said, Chris is leaving for Disney's as soon as the podcast ends.
I wish.
No.
He's going to go camping.
Wait. We already discussed it's not camping.
I'm not camping. I'm going RVing.
He's tailgating.
I'm going RVing so that way y'all get off my
Zach,
shit.
So, Zach, he used to tell us he was going camping every weekend and shit. We're like, first off, dude, you got a toilet. You got a shelter with a fucking TV in it and cable and internet.
Yeah,
and
pull up on my truck.
Yeah.
The shit has like fucking memory foam. Get out of here, man. It's better than my house.
It's got DirecTV.
It's a resort on wheels.
That sounds like the right kind of camping. I don't know.
Thank you. We're busting his ass. Like, that's not camping, dude. You're not even naked and only have one tool.
Sorry, you know? I don't have to go dig a hole to shit in.
Yeah, that's camping.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do it within a certain amount of limit to your water sources. Well, no.
See, that's solo camping. That's great. Okay, I got camping with wife and two kids. Ain't happening.
Amen. You have to teach them how to survive whenever the government takes over.
So what my dad did is he would like drive us out into the woods of Alaska,
throw you out of the car, and
dirty below.
My dad did his dirty, bro. My dad did his. Yeah, my dad was an asshole. He did his dirty, man. We hike out, like we'll have a fishing pole, we have a frying pan, we have some toilet paper. We're like, good luck, bro. Good luck.
Wave it at the bear when it charges.
Good luck. Maybe he had a gun. I'm pretty sure he had a gun, but I don't think it took on a grizzly. I'm just saying.
He only brought one bullet.
It was crazy. Right. It was crazy. Like, that's camping. Like, I remember waking up with, like, sap in my hair. I was like, oh, this is the worst.
The funny thing is,
it's cold as fuck. I don't know.
When we did go RVing last time, I actually took 2 days. Well, I took 2 days worth of meals with me. And, you know, because there is a microwave.
He has a fridge and a microwave.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss out on these. I'm going to go ahead and take these with me. And, boy, I was good.
For Thanksgiving, I brought some meals with me.
It has a fucking gym inside.
I freaking forgot my meals. My mom was like, oh, my God, that's some great food you got. I was like, well, thanks, Mom.
She ate that shit.
Dude, she was loving the Philly burger.
Yeah.
And I was so mad because I saved that for the day after Thanksgiving. It just slipped my mind.
I'm doing a Philly pizza this week.
Dude,
Nice.
Always love it when I see the white container because I'm like, ooh, that's something big.
It's going to be a pizza or burger or something. I can't fit in that little black container.
Hey, you know, if you need a buyback program on containers, I got about 4,000 downstairs.
Yeah, from a liability standpoint. Yeah.
No, I can't reuse them.
Dude, those have become like our Tupperware for everything. Like you could look in our fridge and there'll be, you know, some grilled chicken and one of the lean impacts. And I actually like the new stickers because they come off a lot easier than the old ones.
Okay.
So I was like, I could just peel that right off.
I like that you have an expiration date too. So that way people don't mess up and get foodborne illness.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have to. But I actually got the, did you see the one this past week? So I got a stamp.
That's what I'm on the same.
I was writing handwritten note dates, you know, because that's the kind of guy I am. Man, personal, but now we're official. Sorry. We're stamping them.
Yeah, after the 200th, you're like, you know what? Fuck these guys.
you ever think about you're gonna have like the breakdown exactly. on each one of those meals on the website?
He is because he's tired of me
a barcode so we can just scan that.
Yeah, bitch. See, I don't know if technology is out there yet for the printers. Definitely you can print out the nutritional factor with the macros breakdowns and all that.
No, stuff. What I mean is like it's on the website, like the barcode on the website. So they just go to your website and they just scan that.
Yeah.
Boom, it's done. That way you don't even have to waste money on printing out a stupid thing. It's like,
oh, that'd be cool if you just put it on. Actually, on you could thing. Just you break just it down it
off,
on Facebook.
Scan it right off your Facebook or scan it right off your website.
I would have to.
It's tougher. I know even to like one thing. So you can, just in case, MyFitnessPal, you can write out the.
Yeah, for sure.
And then people can actually look it up and boom.
Yeah, that's true. Which we've done with the donut. You give the specific path. Oh, yeah. You can look it up.
Well, yeah, that way you write it up. Like it's on MyFitnessPal because you've already added it on there and people can look it up.
From a FDA standard, it would have to have the nutritional facts on the actual, you know, because when you go to a grocery store, it's not like, what's in this? Oh, let me look and scan it off the website. I'm sure it has to be on the package itself. The most important thing as far as liability standpoint is obviously having the expiration date. But we want to move to – if we could get to a scannable label, especially for people tracking macros, scan it right in your phone, super easy. Yeah. But at least disclosing because we give a range based on the different plans. But, you know, that is part of the growth that we want to do.
So what is your range and what is your drop-off spot so people can pick these up or contact you and know where they can come – which gyms are you working with right now?
Right now, we haven't made the official announcement, but come Monday, we're making the official announcement with Elevate Fitness right in front of Orange Park Country Club. We have a refrigerator in there. So this will be a pickup location for anybody in the Orange Park area. You can still opt for the home delivery or you can pick it up free at Elevate Fitness. But most of our service right now, as we've been growing, has just been in the home delivery aspect. Logistically, what we want to start doing is putting commercial kitchens and aligning ourselves with different fitness gyms and, having people go and just pick up their meals there. Cause it fitness and nutrition go hand in hand, obviously. So one, it's going to be beneficial for the clients because, again, it's providing that convenience. Mm-hmm. Now you can go to the gym, get a killer workout, grab your meals right out of the refrigerator.
Nice.
Super easy for you. Then you're going to stay on track because, you know, obviously if you're losing weight and you feel great from those endorphins from fitness, you're going to continue to pay your gym membership. It's all going hand in hand. And then, of course, for the gym owner, it's creating more traffic into their gym. Gives them the ability to cross-sell products or their gym or whatever they want to do, you know, and they can sell products out of that refrigerator. So it's a win-win for really everyone. So I want to start integrating these throughout the city and just having pickup locations. And I still think for some people, they want that convenience of having home delivery, which we'll continue to offer. But I think from a scaling aspect and logistics. So right now I'm looking to get one in Fleming Island. And then, you know, the next location would probably be Oak Leaf.
Nice.
And just, you know, spread it in Clay County. I want to build my roots here in Clay County because, you know, we're the first and only, you know, meal prep company in the county. There's other meal prep companies that certainly deliver to Clay County in and out of the city. But, you know, this is kind of where we want to grow our roots is, you know, that Fleming Island, Orange Park, Oak Leaf area.
Hey, if you ever want to expand on the north side, I've got a fridge in the garage.
Well, I'll tell you, I just made the drive out here tonight, and I definitely don't want to expand out here. I had no idea. The only time I've been out this way is going to the airport, and it's always dark because I'm either catching the early flight or coming home.
Yeah.
So I hit through the 354B,
mm-hmm.
did the loop, and it said get right back on 95. I was like, because I guess I was supposed to get off at 354A. So, wherever I'm at right now, I've never been in the 30-something years I've lived in the city.
Well, you're kind of in the hood.
Well, I've been here a bunch, and I can tell you right now, I turned off on a road about 10, 13 miles before this.
You've been here 100 times, and you thought you were at the same gas station you always go to.
Well, it was dark.
And didn't get anything for anybody.
Sketchy folks.
It was dark. There might have been.
He didn't have anything to eat today.
You did,
no, nobody, it's definitely. I mean, it's a nice area back here. It's just, you know,
it's far. Unfortunately, everybody, you know, is kind of. I'm the outlier. Everybody right. else is based down around Orange Park, Clay County, and then I'm up here in the north side. So, yeah I know how it feels to drive because,
I
drive.
And I'm really the same way because, you know, I work out of Southside and JTB, and everybody lives in that area, and they're like, God, you gotta cross the Buckman every day to go home. And but once I get, you know, out to Fleming Island, you know, I don't cross back over the Buckman.
Hey, I got a quick thing, guys. I want to put a small little plug. There is a Kyotera seminar going on the 9th. That's no gi, and the day before that is gi. I'm going, so I don't know if you guys ninjas want to go with me or not.
Where? What gym is it at?
It's gonna be over at Knuckled Up. My boy Brandon.
Oh yeah, that's right. He talked about it last week.
Yeah, but hit him up because the space is very, very limited. It's
guys, for all you guys that are interested in going, they're taking the PayPal route. You can pay via cash, but it's knuckleupfl@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Or hit up Brandon directly on Facebook and he'll tell you exactly what you need to do.
Brandon Colbreth. Yep.
Yep. That's CULBREATH.
Yeah, I can't do it unless I write it.
Something like that.
Cold breath, man. Yeah. If you don't know the cold breath, man, you need to go get on that shit. I'll tell you what, dip, whatever.
And it's not chow terror, it's cow terror.
Cow terror.
Chow.
Man, I'd like to tell you, man, I was just talking to Kyle the other day, and he was saying, I'm going to go down to Jacksonville, Florida, man, we're going to teach some good jiu-jitsu, and we're going to make that shit happen. That's exactly how he sounds, guys, just in case you didn't know.
Really? All right, man, I'm going to teach y'all this omoplata right now here. Let's see this.
The omoplata.
Omoplata.
She moved to hippie out to this side.
So I've actually never heard him talk before. How is his accent?
Actually, he sounds very Brazilian. It's not bad, actually. He sounds like he has like a really young voice. Like he's like a kind of like a child's
like
kind
Anderson of voice. Silva then?
Kind of a little bit. Kind
yeah,
of little
I'm
bit.
Gonna fight these guys.
No, not that bad. I mean, I've listened.
Cher?
I've listened to him a couple times. Cool, man. We got the 9:30 photo good. Listened to him a couple times, man. I don't know. He put on a really touching story about like when he made his black belt and actually him losing a tournament that was a really big tournament. And he didn't understand why he had a black belt, but if you go, we'll probably put that out, man. But it's very, very touching and it's like something that kind of like resonated with me and why I like that guy so much. And so I definitely want to support him while he's out here. So if you guys can definitely try to make it, hit it up, man. I'd love to see you guys there.
Yeah.
Poha and not the Messi. Like, title champion. Just saying.
Yeah.
He's won some things. He does all right.
Well, isn't he like an 11-time, you know, no-gi world champion?
11 Chinese IBJJF.
Pretty fucking good.
But he's not close to Hinach.
He's not close to Hinach.
27 times. Mundial. World champ. Fuck, man. But yeah, so that's that. Any other info you want to drop on your... And your lean impact nutrition. I've been screaming your
yeah, I appreciate
brand,
you.
Man.
For I got to figure out how to get a shirt. I want a shirt.
Yeah, I'm actually about to do some shirts, as a matter of fact.
Good deal. How about those blender bottles? I'm digging it.
Yeah. I can get you a blender bottle. Yeah,
look at Miggy trying to get some free swag.
It's a Miggy-sized blender bottle.
That is a Miggy-sized blender bottle.
I actually had some other ones made, the smaller version, that I give away sometimes when I'm out at vendor booths and people sign up on the spot. I'll throw in a blender bottle, but I had some of the stickers left over because they
or had, a sticker. Oh, dude, yeah. I can stick it on my gallon right there.
You bought that Jug Life, so I'll get you a sticker for the jug.
Mickey said, Juggalo.
Yeah.
There's no layers to that one.
No.
Let me see the size.
Well, it's from Insane Clown Posse back over in Detroit, which is a big leaf with Eminem and
drinking Faygo.
It was a situation.
Heck yeah, man.
Get rid of that Geo crap, yeah.
Hepazanch. Sure.
Yeah, all right, so. You and Bert with the Jug Life.
Hey, I was the first one.
My man Bert be leaving jugs all over the place, though.
He does leave some jugs.
He's marking his territory.
That's what it is.
That's how you know Bert will come back into your life. He left the gallon jug there.
And then he just brings another
one. All right, so before we go, where can the people find your information?
You can check us out. We're on all the social media platforms. Lean Impact Nutrition. We are currently working on a website. I actually just talked to the web developer today, so I would like to get this done before the new year, new me
that crowd.
Stampede. But you know,
new year, new me. I know all about that, Doc.
So you know, but if not, you know, the website is obviously www.leanimpactnutrition.com. Once we go live, it will be in January. But in the time being, you can certainly hit us up on any of the social media platforms. Super easy. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, which I'm not the best at Snapchat, but I have young daughters and I am being coached at home. So and we got some cool YouTube videos out there. We're going to just continue to add content. And, you know, if there's anything we can do, hit us up and I'd love to talk about macros and nutrition with you.
All right, cool. Also, since he doesn't have a website yet, you can go to our website.
Yeah, absolutely.
LRTLK.com, and we have a page there that'll take you to his Facebook page. Yep. And you can message him, and, you know, he'll respond, and you can pay him through PayPal and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
It's worth it, I'm telling you.
Yeah, man, it's the easiest way to lose weight, gain weight, or maintain.
I take all my meals and I just mix them all together and I throw them in the fridge. I don't even look at what I get. I just open up the fridge.
Surprise! Literally, it's a surprise for me. I put them all in there and like I reach in, I grab one. I'm like, "Ooh, look, this is what I get today."
Yep.
Yeah. Great, man. That sausage one was dope, bro.
Oh, that was.
That was the best one. I mean, that was the best like surprise one I've had so far.
This one? Yeah.
Yeah.
The sausage one this week.
Yeah. The Taco Bowl one this week was.
I haven't had the Taco Bowl yet.
Oh, I even did Taco Bowl on Tuesday without even thinking about it.
I'm going to eat like, worked out. Listen, man, I haven't ate much this week, but I'm going to eat like four of them tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure.
Get them done because I'll be dropping more off on Sunday.
It's my dog.
Give a shout out to the rest of your sponsors before we go.
Oh, yeah. So I got a Black Eye Tattoo for all your tattoo needs here in Jacksonville. Those are the best. Those are the best damn tattoo artists. I tell you what. They also got a new tattoo artist. I can't wait till you guys go check them out. So blackhivetattoo.com. Blackhivetattoo.com. They have the golden ticket out for December. So if you want to do a gift certificate for friends or family, loved one, whoever you want to do, go ahead and reach out to those guys. Of course, Lean Impact Nutrition. Great friend, great motivator, and great company. Life changer. X training in the house with me, or again, faster.
What happened?
My buddy sold the business.
Oh.
Yeah, so we're in the business of selling businesses. And he's doing other things, and he will contact me shortly.
Okay, nice. What kind of stuff? Is it fitness related that he's doing, or?
No, I'll have to let you know.
Real estate?
You'll have to wait
but in the meantime, in the, in the meantime, Litecoin, Bitcoin, get on it.
Chris, anything else you want to plug in, Miggy?
No, I'm good.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate your support. And we'll catch you back on Sunday. We're going to do another one on Sunday. On Sunday, we're going to have Anna Dempster. And
She's the girl who's going to fight the internet troll.
That's right. Her name is the Troll Killer.
Yeah. I feel sorry for this guy.
I know. Same. He's going to be great. Anyway, guys, thank you very much, and we'll catch you next week. Actually, next
in a few days.
We'll catch you in 2 days. Yeah. See you in 2 days.
Peace.
The devil inside. look in her eye. She's dressed on leather, flesh on the mind. Words and weapons, sharp on the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.